The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Why Google's big land grab in Nevada could be a big sign of new big things to come.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York City. I'm Tanya Bustos. So last week, Google bought land stretching across about 1,200 acres at a private industrial park in Reno, Nevada. They spent a cool $29.1 million, according to people familiar with the deal, in an effort to eventually build a data center at this 107,000-acre industrial center. Big land, big acres, quite possibly to make way for big plans down the pike for Google. Let's get the latest. Joining us now, patching in from San Francisco, is The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickas. Hey, Jack.
Hello.
So is Reno somehow now the new hot place to attract these kinds of corporations? You know, because it seems like it with companies like Tesla, like Google. Is this just the potential start of what's to come, perhaps?
Yes, certainly. It shows that Reno has had a lot of success over the past several years in diversifying its economy from what was mostly based on casinos and in some cases brothels,
sure,
to now essentially a big business center. Specifically, there is a huge private industrial park called the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, a few miles east of downtown Reno. And it now has some very big tenants, including, as you said, Tesla with its so-called Gigafactory, which could be the world's biggest building when it's completed in, over the next several years. It also has a large distribution center for Walmart, some data centers for eBay and another big internet infrastructure firm, Switch. And now we have Google buying a big plot of land there, potentially to build a data center in the near future.
And I guess a big one at that, considering the size of land here. Is this safe to assume now that Google is more serious than ever about its cloud computing business?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, data centers are in some ways kind of underpin Google itself, right? Google is an internet company, and it essentially needs huge warehouses of running computer servers, which are what data centers are, to keep that internet business running and to power its search engine, power a lot of what happens on Android, and also in many ways fuel its push into this cloud computing industry, which it is making a very big bet on, and that it bets cloud computing will be a main source of revenue for it over the next several decades.
It's been said Google thinks its cloud business could one day eclipse its ad business, which is already behemoth. So that kind of speaks to just how serious they are about this.
Yes, that they are hopeful that, well, I wouldn't even say that they're hopeful that happens, because it would mean that maybe the advertising business slows off, but they think it is a possibility, and that alone suggests how gigantic it can be. Because let's, you know, note that the ad business in last year accounted for 88% of Alphabet's $90 billion in sales last year. So,
wow,
it's obviously a pretty big business. So if cloud can get anywhere near that, you know, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars potentially down the road.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickas about Google's latest land grab in Nevada. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. Ultimately, 1,200 acres is a lot of land. And while data centers can certainly get big, there are some rumblings that there might be more to this purchase by way of self-driving cars, by way of these other big projects. What rumblings have you heard in terms of other possibilities here?
Yeah, it's an interesting case. While we were reporting this, you know, we were coming across a lot of speculation that this had something to do with self-driving cars. It's unclear what the connection is, or whether or not this may be just sort of some insurance from Google that maybe it could use this land for something else down the road, some high-tech ventures. We do know that Nevada is trying to become one of the most accommodating when it comes to some of these high-tech ventures such as self-driving cars. The Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval is sponsoring legislation that would allow self-driving cars to operate as taxis in the state. And you know, many auto and tech industry analysts have talked about how Google parent Alphabet would essentially first try to operate its self-driving cars as taxis. And, you know, maybe that would make having a land in Nevada useful because you would need a depot for servicing or storing those self-driving cars. There have also been discussions about potentially, or speculation at least, about the need for a larger test track that allows for the self-driving cars to be tested at higher speeds. And, you know, I think there also, this is obviously speculations as well, there are looser drone regulations in Nevada. Potentially you could be testing drones there, but that all really remains to be seen. What we can tell is that this is land for a data center right now, and beyond that, it seems to be speculation at this point.
Gotcha. Very good. We'll leave it right there then. Jack Nickas, thank you as always.
Okay. Thanks very much.
For more on reporter Jack Nickas's coverage of all things Google, you can check out WSJ.com. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.